Are junk foods hijacking your brain? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Junk food can be irresistible, but are we born with this preference, or is it something we learn? Sharmali Thanaraja from the Max Planck Institute for Metabolism Research and team investigated. Researchers began by measuring taste preferences and brain activity in about 50 volunteers. Then they gave participants a daily snack for 8 weeks. Half got high-fat, high-sugar yogurt, and the others a low-fat, low-sugar yogurt. Both groups were then retested 4 and 8 weeks later. There were no changes in weight, but the fatty snacking group developed a preference for higher fat food, and their brain's taste and reward areas lit up more than the other group after drinking a milkshake. The researchers believe that they were more likely to associate eating with feelings of comfort. Our brains learn to crave unhealthy foods, highlighting the importance of our food environment. What's that, brain? You want me to put bacon on a donut?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at lohdown.